Hear that? That's the sound of your skin silently crying out for hydration. Luckily, Dr. Teals has just the thing to get you glowing in no time. Meet Dr. Teals Skin Renewal Deep Hydration, made with a proprietary triple magnesium complex plus skincare actives for 50% improved skin hydration after just one bath. The words dry and dehydrated are about to be wiped from your vocabulary. Find Dr. Teals, all dressed in blue, in your local bath aisle. Dr. Teals. Yep. You needed that.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We hear the term spirit guides and people calling on them. What happens when one doesn't want to be called, though?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any stories that we're covering for you. Spirit guides are interesting. It's something that I've always, you know, heard about. I can't say I've ever really felt like I've had one. But, people sometimes believe that there is someone there watching out. But what actually does happen when something they don't really want to be called on? Would you say, Carol, I know you've thought about your dad as kind of watching over you. Is he like a spirit guide?
You know, I think, I don't know if he would fall under that category. I've always kind of thought of him more as a protector.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if all spirit guides are protectors or exactly why you call on them.
I don't know. I feel like a spirit guide, you have to like meet in a cave underneath a waterfall.
Meditation session.
Yes. And they're wearing like almost like kind of a Grim Reaper outfit, but they're not the Grim Reaper, but they're just, you can't even see their face. And they're holding a scepter.
I don't know.
There's definitely a scepter involved as well. As if there's not a scepter. It's not a scepter. It's not a spirit guide. That's the, you know, it's one of those things. It's a nursery rhyme you learn in school. If they're not carrying a scepter, it's not your spirit guide. And we're learning that.
I will tell
you
this. My dad would never carry a scepter. That would be so beyond anything. He would be like, what? Give me a can of beer. I'll carry that. But I'm not carrying the damn scepter.
What if you had a scepter that like held beer or held like liquor in it, where you could be like, you could point your scepter around and then take a swig from the scepter. That's totally what I'm going to do when I'm dead. I'm going to have a scepter when I'm guiding my family.
Oh,
there he is. He's got his scepter. It says absolute on it, but it's a scepter. Yes, it does. Let's go to a phone call. 855-853-4802 is the number. Hi.
Hi, Real Ghost Stories crew. This is Dee from Ohio. I have two short stories. The first one is about my meditation practices. Recently, I started getting into trance meditation. And with trance meditation, it can like open you up spiritually to other things. And my goal was to get in touch with my spirit guides or my guardian angels. And I had talked to somebody who had done this. They'd given me the down low on how to do it. So I basically set up a crystal protective ring around me, like a grid, and I sage and I burn incense to open, you know, your spiritual, your third eye, basically. And I started, And while I'm doing this, she gave me a chant to say, and I was saying it, and basically it's a really long chant, but it's calling out to your spirit guide, basically being like, spirit guide, I wish to meet you, spirit guide, I wish to know you, and then it kind of goes on and on. And while I was doing that, I was getting really into it. My full body was rocking, and all of a sudden I start feeling my heart racing and my body gets warm, and I'm not used to this. I had done this a couple other times prior to this, and nothing like this had happened. But I just kept going. I kept saying the chant over and over and over again. My body's getting hotter and hotter. My heart is racing and racing. And then by the time I'm full blown, like deep into it, unaware of my surroundings, I hear a voice come from behind me. God, what do you want? And then I stop. I open my eyes. I look behind me because I thought maybe my husband came home, but no one was there. So who knows if it was a spirit guide or just a really annoyed spirit that I was dispersing so much energy trying to reach my spirit guide, got annoyed and came along. But the next story, like I said, I have ADHD. And one of my things with ADHD it manifests is I misplace things all the time. But it's like I misplace it in very obvious places. So I'll set my phone on the counter, go into the living room and be like, oh my God, where did I put my phone? And I tear the living room apart, not thinking it was in the kitchen. That's my go-to lose things. One day I was talking to my sister. She suggested a book. I got the book and I started reading it. And usually with books, because I'm so prone to losing things, I will read in one spot and put the book in the same spot over and over and over again. You know, create a pattern of it, and then you don't lose it, right? Right. And so I would read in the living room while my husband was playing video games, and I'd put it right next to me on the end table. And for some reason, that book, even though I would continue to put it on the end table, kept moving to different places. And my husband's like, oh, Dana, you're just moving it around. And honest, I 100% know I do not break this because I lose it. And that was a book from the library and I didn't want to pay the money to replace it. So I was being very intentional. I found it under the bed, behind the toilet. Like, I know that's crazy. How in the world could it have fallen? Could I have taken it into the bathroom and it fallen by the sink and somehow moved its way under the toilet, even though there's like a foot gap in between the sink and the toilet? I don't know. But the weirdest place that I found it was in the cushions of my sofa. We have like a sofa cover. Because, well, a lot of stains happen on new fabric and new couches. So we got to cover it to hide our sins. And I found it, like, tucked into the side of one of the cushion covers. And golly, when I saw that, I got all sorts of mad. I am a person who believes in spirits, believes in ghosts, and things like that. And I understand my shortcomings. I know I'm forgetful, but boy, oh boy, I did not lose it there. And so I started stomping around, yelling and screaming, claiming my space, you know. I'd quit tricking me. You are not welcome here. Love and light, this, that, and that. And I live in a really small apartment, 630 square feet. And it's all connected. We have one room that's a bedroom, another room that's a bathroom, but the kitchen, living room, dining area is all just a circle. So I'm just going around that circle screaming and hollering. And as I make my way through the kitchen and back into the living room, I hear a laugh. Like a teenager's laugh. I don't know. It didn't sound like a woman. It didn't sound like a man. It just sounded like somebody going, you know, like sarcastic or I don't know. But it was right by my bathroom and the exit door. And so I go, I stomp back over there, and I don't know if this did anything, but it sure made me feel better. I opened the door and I started stomping and cursing in that little area by the door and hoped that it went away. After that, I still had some problems with the book moving around, but thankfully I didn't lose and I didn't have to pay any library fines. So that's good news. Well, anyways, love y'all. Doing great. Keep it up. And have a good month of whichever month it is. So long.
I didn't catch any scepter information in there, but
there was not one mention.
Might have been, might have been just overlooked.
You know, so I kind of get like her definition of a spirit guide after hearing that, but I don't get why you would kind of summon them or call them or what that's all about.
I guess if you want advice, I don't know. I mean, I think it's kind of similar to like praying and then hoping you get advice or some sort of answer, but maybe spirit guides give it to you a little more direct. I don't know.
Maybe they move books around your apartment.
They could do that too. You never know what you're going to get with a spirit guide.
I know.
That's why you got to stick.
One was talking to her and then the book starts moving around. So are the two things connected? I don't know if they happen relatively close to each other, but you know, when you're summoning people from beyond spirit guides, then are you kind of opening up a way for other things to get through? I don't know. I've never summoned any spirit guides before.
Well, maybe you should start.
After hearing this, I don't think so. But the thing is I don't ever check out books from the library.
Mm-hmm.
So if it does start moving my books around, then at least the one good thing is that it won't cost me any money. But that would be frustrating because you can't finish your damn book.
That's true.
It sounds like some kind of childish, like, is your spirit guide like a childish kind of?
And would you really want a child spirit guide? Because I don't think the guide's going to give you a whole lot of insight if they're a kid, you know,
teenager. It's like a real funny, you know, so when you seriously need them, they're going to be like,
I'm on playing. I'm on TikTok, you know. Yeah, that would not be
really going to be there when you need them.
Yeah, it might be a little weird. I don't know. You got to, again, just go with the scepter. Scepter is that if they got a scepter, they're a good spirit guide. If not, it's not the right spirit guide for you. There you go. If you got a ghost story, share it with us. 855-853-4802. You want access to all of our episodes and make them ad-free, check us out on Apple Podcasts. You can subscribe there or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.